Onward, Christian soldiers, marching as to war. With the cross of Jesus going on before, Christ the royal master leads against the foe. Forward into battle, see his banner.
Ah, yes, shalom aleichem to all my pure-blooded white Christian Israelite brothers and sisters out there marching into battle again. And the army of Yahweh, praise Yahweh. Yes. And it's been an exciting week this week. We've watched the liberal left implode further. It's very heartening to see that. They richly deserve what they are getting now. What ye sow, so shall ye reap. And they're reaping. And weeping. Well, this is Word for Word. I'm Pastor Steve, and this show is for Monday, the 13th of February, 2017. We're going to finish up the book of Isaiah today, that is Yeshayahu. And we're going to get right into it. There's a lot of notes as to references, etc., etc. But this is bringing this wonderful, wonderful volume to a close. And let me get a little hit of water and clear the pipes here. And we will get right into this. Just a second. Yes, I'm trying to cut back on my coffee. I really drink too much of it to up the metabolism so I can do all the work that I have to do. I'm pretty much covered up a lot of days. It gets a little hectic. Lots of things are in the works. Good things coming from EFR. So let's get into chapter 63 of Yeshayahu with verse 1. And in verse 1, there's a 1 through 6, actually, verses 1 through 6. There are a lot of references here. You can reference Isaiah 34, verses 5 through 17, Jeremiah 49, verses 7 through 22. The book of Ezekiel, chapter 25, verses 12 through 14, and chapter 35, verses 1 through 15. The book of Amos, chapter 1, verses 11 and 12. And the book of Obadiah, verses 1 through 14. And what the heck have I got here? MLA. I have a typo here in my notes, and I'll have to figure out what that is. But Micah, maybe? Chapter 1, verse 2 through 5. I'll have to check up on that. This is the old text that I typed while I was locked up, and I have a typo here that I need to fix. So sorry about that. Verse 1 here of chapter 63. Pardon me. Who is this that comes from Edom with dyed red 2556 garments from Batra 1224. This made splendid 1921 in his apparel, marching in the abundance of his strength. I that speak in righteousness, mighty to save. Wherefore are you red in your apparel, and your garments like him that treads in the winepress? 1660. Quote, the winepress I have trodden alone, and of the people no man with me, for I will tread them in my anger and trample them in my fury, and their blood shall be sprinkled upon my garments, and I will stain all my raiment. That's stain is as egaleti, as pollute. Now this is Yahweh speaking. He's speaking about treading the wine press of his fury. And his garments are going to be stained with blood. He's going to send Yeshua back, and it's going to be really ugly for those that are evil. And wonderful for us that are faithful. We're looking forward to this. Oh, please, come soon. We're not in fear. Our eyes have been opened, praise Yahweh. And we are waiting for his justice to come and bail us out of the mess that we're living in here on this planet today. Verse 4, for the day of vengeance is in my heart. Ooh. You antichrists better look out. And the year of my redemption has come. He's the Redeemer. When Yeshua comes back, this is future prophecy. Now, verse 3 here. The winepress I have trodden alone. You can reference Revelations chapter 14, verse 20. Chapter 19, verse 15. And part B, about the blood being sprinkled on the garments and all of that, you can reference Revelations chapter 19, verse 13. So let's continue on here with verse 5. And you can reference Isaiah 59, verse 16 for this. And I looked, and there was none to help. In other words, no man was going to rise up, and I was appalled that there was none to uphold. That's how we are today. The courts have stopped us from being righteous. They'll lock us up and kill us. Therefore brought victory my own arm unto me, and my fury it upheld me. Yahweh's going to do this on his own. We keep worrying about all these government forces and their weapons and all this other nonsense. There is no one or nothing that can stand against Yahweh. Remember that when you're in fear of all these New World Order forces. Nah, no. Yahweh has killed hundreds of thousands through his mighty messengers when they opposed Israel. He's going to save us. Trust in him. Verse 6. And I will tread down, 947, the people in my anger, and make them drunk, 7937, in my fury, and I will bring down, that's 3381, their blood, 5332, to the ground. Boy, these people that are oppressing us today have no clue as to what's coming. They don't want to believe it so bad. They're in such denial. Oh, they're idiots, absolute fools. Praise Yahweh in everything. All of this. Verse 5, you can reference Isaiah 59. Verse 16. Now, Yahweh's done speaking. Here's Yeshayahu prophesying again. The loving kindnesses, 2:6-1:7, of Yahweh, I will mention, 21:42, or bring to mind or remember. The praises, 8:4-1:6, of Yahweh, according to all that Yahweh has done to us, 15:80. All the great miracles, okay? And the great, 7:2-7, goodness, 2:8-9:8, toward the house of Israel, which he has done to them according to his mercies. Remember all his mercies he showed us? Even though we were sinning? 7:3-5:6, mercies. Mercies. And according to the abundance, 72:30, of his loving kindnesses. For he said, and here's Yahweh speaking again, surely they are my people, children that will not deal falsely. But we did. So he was their Savior, 3:4-6:7. In all their affliction, he was afflicted. And the messenger, 4:3-9:7, of his presence saved them. In his love and in his mercy, he redeemed them. And he bore them, that's like picked them up, and carried them all the days of old. Now this is as the Messiah suffered for us as a man would. He did. He took the form of a man. He manifested himself as Yeshua and took all this pain and suffering and beatings and torture and all this stuff these evil ones dealt out to him. He took all that for us. I mean, what a mighty, mighty awesome God we have. Verse 10, but they rebelled, 4:7-8:4, and vexed his Holy Spirit. Therefore he turned, 2:0-1:5, and became their hated enemy, and he fought against them. He punished us in the past. We're being punished again now for our sins. That's going to come to an end soon, folks. The grace period is almost over, and the day of wrath is coming against those that are against Elohim. Verse 11, then he remembered the days of old, Moshe and his people. Where is he that brought them up from the sea with the shepherd of his flock? Where is he that put his Holy Spirit within him? That led them by the right hand of Moshe with his glorious arm, dividing the waters from before him, to make himself an everlasting name. That led them through the abysses, 8:4-1:5, as a horse in a wilderness, so that they should not stumble, 3:7-8:2. The abysses is 8:4-1:5. And that's Bat-Tahomoth, and speaking of the abysses of the Sea of Reeds, when the waters piled up in huge piles, and there was an abyss in the middle that they walked through. Oh, praise Yahweh. 14, as a beast goes down into the valley, the Spirit of Yahweh caused him to rest. So did you lead your people to make yourself a glorious name. Now, what's coming up here, on verse 12, you can reference Exodus 14, verse 21. Starting in verse 15 here, we have a prayer for vengeance. Okay, that vengeance on the enemies, well, that would apply to today too, because we need to pray for vengeance on our enemies today the usurers and the Talmud worshipers and those that mock Yahweh and teach lies and bleed our people dry, they are the enemies, the seed of the serpent race. Verse 15, look down from the sky and see from the lofty habitation of your holiness and your glory, and of your glory, pardon me, where is your zeal and your strength, the sound of your compassion and your mercy towards me? Are they restrained? 662. And your compassion is 4578 as the inward parts, as the seat of compassion. Verse 16. Doubtless, 3588, you are our father. Though Abraham, has had no knowledge of us, because we were in the future, he didn't have knowledge of us, and Israel acknowledge us not. No, we're after Israel, okay? You, Yahweh, are our Father, our Redeemer. Your name is from everlasting. Verse 17. Why have you made us to err, 8582, Yahweh, from your ways, and hardened our hearts from your fear? Return for the sake of your servants, the tribes of your inheritance. That's the 12 tribes of Israel. That's us. He's going to return. Yeshua is going to come back. Verse 18. But a little while have possessed the people of your holiness. Our adversaries have trodden down your sanctuary. And your holiness, 6944, and sanctuary, 4720, are in references to the temple, which was destroyed. Well, see, this prayer was at the time before Koresh built the second temple. But that's coming. Verse 19. We are yours. From everlasting, you did not bear rule over them. They were not called by your name. Speaking of the adversary, well, that bears true today. These Edomite, Khazar, Talmud-worshipping usurers are not called by his name. Yahweh is not their divine being. He is our divine being, true, pure-blooded, white Israel today. Let's get into chapter 64. Verse 1. Oh, that's 3863, you would rend, 7167, the skies, that you would come down, that the mountains might shake, 2151, from your presence. Verse 2. As a fire kindles brushwood, the waters are caused to boil by the fire, to make known your name to your adversary. 6862. That's our enemies, Israel. That from your presence the nations may tremble. That's the non-Israel nations. Put the fear of God into them. That's coming. They've been mocking Yeshua Messiah and promoting their little false gods. That's going to come to a screeching end. Verse 3, you did awesome things we had not looked for. You came down, and at your presence the mountains shook. 2151. Verse 4, and you can reference 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 9. From of old it has not been heard, nor been given ear. The eye has not seen Elohim, except for you, except is 2108, that has done for he that waited, 2442, for you. In other words, all these little false gods have never done anything. Only Yahweh has done things. Verse 5. You meet him that rejoices and does righteousness, who in his ways remembers you. Behold, you are wroth, for we have sinned for a long time. 5, 7, 6, 9. And should we be saved? 3, 4, 6, 7. That's a question. We haven't walked in his way. We have sinned for a long time. Well, that applies today. We're not over in the old promised land. It's a wasteland. It's desert, and it's rocks, and it's rockets, and bombs, and shootings, and that's not going to be New Jerusalem. We're dispersed from there. We're all over the world, and little Israel nations here and there in pockets, and even smaller is the remnant of Christian identity that obeys him and wants to come back to his pure worship and calls on his name instead of Lord and God and things like that. Verse 6, but we are all as an unclean thing and as garments of the filthy. That's 5708, and that's Edom, and that's as the clothing of a leper. And as garments of the filthy is all our righteousness. In other words, our righteousness is nothing. And we all fade, 5034, as a leaf, 5929, and our iniquities, like the wind, have taken us away. We are taken out of the promised land. We're in dispersion. Here you go. 7. And none calls upon your name. The Judeo-Christians don't call on his name. Or stirs himself up to take hold of you. Only CI people do that. Only those that worship Yahweh stir themselves up to take hold of Yahweh. Because we realize he is our only hope. Continuing on, for you have hidden your face from us and have caused us to melt, 4127, caused us to be weak because of our iniquities. Well, hasn't our strength fled? Look at this mighty nation of the United States, how it is degraded and fallen down and weakened before the world, and we've got all these little brushfire wars all over the place. We used to be able to go and just stomp the heck out of anybody. These little wars, these people are in caves and rocks and the brush, and they're killing our people left and right, which is the plan of the Talmudists. They want the white Israelites dead. Chapter 64, verse 8. But now, Yahweh, you are our Father. We are the clay, 2563, and you are the potter, 3335, and all the work of your hand, 4639. He's praying for Yahweh to reshape us. And verse 8, you can reference Jeremiah chapter 18, verse 6. Verse 9. Be not wroth, Yahweh, very greatly, nor forever remember iniquity. Nor forever remember iniquity. Behold, see, please, we all are your people. He's pleading for us. Verse 10, your holy cities are a wilderness. Zion is a wilderness. Jerusalem is a desolation. It was destroyed. Verse 11, our holy and beautiful house, that means the temple, where our fathers praised you, is burned up with fire. That was after the destruction of the first temple. And all our precious things, 4261, are laid waste, 2723. They're speaking of the implements of the temple. Verse 12, will you restrain yourself over these, Yahweh? Will you keep silent and afflict us to a great degree? 5704 and 3966, a great degree. Okay, that's his prayer. He's pleading for mercy. And boy, do we need it. We need it now. We need this. We need his mercy, and we need the Messiah to return. And we're doing all we can here and at other sites. All the Christian identity preachers are trying to exhort to righteousness the rest of the people of Israel. We're fighting daily against the enemy. We are on the front lines here, folks. Chapter 65, verse 1. I am sought of those that ask not for me. I am found of those that sought me not. I said, behold me to a nation not called by my name. This is Yahweh. We have not been called by his name because the Antichrist Zionists are impersonating us and claiming that they are Israel and that we are the Goyim. We are not the Goyim. We are Israel, and they are not. They are the impersonators and the liars and the users and the murderers. Well, Christian identity is letting people know who they are. And verse 1, you can reference the book of Romans, chapter 10, verse 21. Verse 2. And verse 2, you can reference chapter 10, verse 21 of Romans also. I have spread out my hands all the day to a people of rebellion. That's us. 5, 6, 3, 7. He's been trying to get us back into the fold. And we have been in rebellion against him. That's why we're in dispersion. Which walk in a way that was not good after their own thoughts. In other words, we did what we wanted to do instead of what Yahweh wanted us to do. He didn't make us do this. We did this of our own accord. And we're bearing the price for that today, being in rebellion and being under subjection to these evil Talmudists. Let me get a drink of water. I'm getting a little dry here. This book just excites me. I love it. Jeremiah is going to be good too. Verse 3. A people that provoked me to anger, that's all one word, 3707, to my face, continually, that slaughter sacrifices in gardens, they had little idols in gardens back then, and burns incense upon bricks, which dwells among the sepulchres and lodges in the watchtowers, which eat the flesh of swine and broth of unclean things in their vessels. And once you do that with a vessel, you have to break it. It's unclean forever. You're commanded to break it. Well, we provoked him to anger. And a lot of our people used to slaughter sacrifices in gardens to little idols. And they burned incense to the Queen of Heaven and Ashtoreth and all that stuff. And they dwelled among the tombs and in the lodges and in the watchtowers, well, which eat the flesh of swine. How many of our people think, oh, that's all passed away. We can eat whatever we want as long as we pray over it. That's a lie. That's taught by Judeo-Christianity. Violate the food laws. Poison yourselves. Oh, my. It applies to today, too. verse 5, which say, do not approach, come near me not, for I am holier than you. The holier than thou crowd. In their lies. Man. They think they're holier than Yahweh. They know better than Yahweh. Don't come near me. They're false worshipers. These are a smoke in my nose, a fire that burns all the day. In other words, they stink. Just really offensive to Yahweh. Verse 6, behold, it is written before me, I will not keep silence. Keep silence is 2814, but will recompense, even recompense unto their bosom. He's going to pay him back, and it's going to be really ugly. That's also coming, folks. You don't want to be on their side or be among those people when it happens. Really. Verse 7. Your iniquities and the iniquities of your fathers together, says Yahweh, which have burned incense upon the mountains. They were worshiping the idols in those days. See, this jumps back and forth between back then and now. It's prophecy, but it also applies then. And blasphemed me upon the hills, where they had high places and places of worship. Therefore will I measure, 4058, their former work into their bosom. There, he's punishing Israel for all the apostate things of the fathers that sinned. Thus, verse 8, thus says Yahweh, as the new wine is found in the cluster, that's grape juice, and says, destroy it not, for a blessing is in it, so will I do for my servant's sake, that I may not destroy them all. That's right, he's going to save the remnant. The remnant are going to get a blessing. Here you go, verse 9. And I will bring forth a seed from Jacob, and from Yehuda, an inheritor of my mountains. Now, who is going to be this seed of Jacob and from Yehuda? And my chosen shall inherit it. And my servants shall dwell there. That's going to be Yeshua Messiah, that was the seed from Jacob and from Yehuda. My chosen, 972, that would be Israel, that is us. And my servants, that would be us, shall dwell there, those that are of the remnant, that believe and obey. Oh, that nasty, nasty four-letter word. Oh, shame on me. Using four-letter words like obey. Well, verse 10. And you can reference verse 10 in the book of Joshua, chapter 7, verses 24 through 26. And Sharon, 8289, shall be an abode of flocks, and the valley of Achor, that's the valley of trouble, remember? A place for the herds to lie down in, for my people that have sought me, the people that seek Yahweh, not the things of the world, Yahweh. and his rule and his way of life. In other words, he's going to give us a land to lie down in, the land of the valley of trouble. This is all metaphorical usage. Verse 11. But you are they that forsake Yahweh, that forget my holy mountain, that prepare a table for Gad. That's 1408. That's a god of fortune. And fill mixed wine to many. That's the false god of fate. That's 4507. M-E-N-I-Y. And he's talking to the enemy's children now, those that worship falsely. It jumps back and forth. You have to pay close attention to the context of who he's talking to. He's not talking about the faithful of Israel here. Yeshayahu is preaching against all these people that were in apostasy then. Verse 12, therefore I will number you to the sword. In other words, he's going to appoint them for death by the sword. And you shall all bow down to the slaughter. They'll bend them over. This is what's going to happen to the enemy today. Because when I called, you did not answer. When I spoke, you did not hear, but did evil in my sight and chose that in which I delighted not. They did just the exact opposite, like they're doing today. They're doing precisely what angers Yahweh. And we're out here as a voice crying in the wilderness, trying to get people to start being obedient again. And it is so difficult. We have some that listen and really love Yahweh and obey. They're part of the remnant. We have many listeners on EFR that just can't get enough of the word. It delights them. This is what is in Yahweh's heart. He wants people like that. And we are so pleased here that we have a number of faithful listeners and people that come to the feast and are supportive. And it just, it's wonderful to know that we're not just running our face out here. People are listening. Verse 13. Therefore, thus says the Lord Yahweh, behold, my servants shall eat, but you shall be hungry. Behold, my servants shall drink, but you shall be thirsty. Behold, my servants shall rejoice, but you shall be ashamed. He's talking to the fence sitters and the Judeo-Christians and the Talmudists and all that are enemies of true, pure-blooded Israel. They're gonna suffer all these things because of their opposition. And we've been warning them. What can I say? You know, if they don't want to listen, that's on them. Verse 14, behold, my servants shall shout from joy of heart, but you shall cry from pain of heart, and from vexation of spirit shall howl. They are really going to lament when Yeshua, Messiah, returns because they were on the wrong side. Unfortunately, they have made their choice and it'll be too late. The grace period is going to come to a screeching halt one of these days. Yahweh will have enough. And he says, all right, go back and take care of business. Listen to this. 15. And you shall leave your name for a curse unto my chosen. For the Lord Yahweh shall put you to death and call his servants by another name. Real Israel are not called Jews. And the Antichrist Zionists are going to be put to death. Oh my, that's very politically incorrect, isn't it? Well, you can just take that up with Yahweh. Verse 16. That he who blesses himself in the land shall bless himself in Elohe of truth, the God of truth. Okay? And he that swears in the land shall swear by Elohe of truth, the God of truth. Because the former troubles are forgotten, and because they are hidden from my eyes. He's going to forgive us through Yeshua Messiah of all the former troubles. The grace period will end, and those who have come over to him will be blessed and forgiven. But those that don't, well, the term crispy critter comes to mind. And again, I'll say read 2 Thessalonians chapter 1, verses 6 through 10. It'll tell you what happens when Yeshua comes back. And it's not going to be pretty. I'm sorry. Verse 17, here we go. For behold, I create new skies and a new land, and the former shall not be remembered nor brought up into mind. The new heaven, the new earth thing? Well, it's skies and land. In Hebrew, actually, they've mistranslated that. Verse 18. But if you are glad and rejoice until forever in that which I create, for behold, I create Yerushalayim, a rejoicing, and her people a joy. The new Yerushalayim. Verse 17, you can reference Psalms 102, verses 25 and 26, Isaiah 66, verse 22, 2 Peter 3, verse 13, and Revelations 21, verse 1. And verse 19, you can reference Revelations 21, verse 4. And I will rejoice in Yerushalayim and be glad in my people, and the voice of weeping shall no more be heard in her, nor the voice of crying. All of this is going to be healed for us when Yeshua Messiah returns. And we will be in Yerushalayim, the new Yerushalayim. Okay, he's going to create a new Yerushalayim, and it will come down, and a temple will come down with it. So right now, the temples are our bodies that we are to keep holy for Yahweh. Verse 20. There shall no more from there be a suckling. Let be of days, a few days old, nor an old man that has not fulfilled his days. Because the child shall die 100 years of age, but the sinner 100 years of age shall be accursed. Verse And they shall build houses and inhabit them, and they shall plant vineyards and eat the fruit of them. They shall not build and another inhabit. In other words, it won't be taken from them. They shall not plant and another eat. For as the days of a tree are the days of my people, my chosen shall wear out the work of their hands. That's outlive. Verse 23, they shall not labor in vain, nor bring forth children to sudden terror. For they are the seed line of the blessed of Yahweh, and their offspring with them. Verse 24, and it shall be that before they call, I will answer. And when they are still speaking, I will hear. He knows their needs. Verse 25, and the wolf and the lamb shall feed as one, and the lion shall eat straw like the ox, and dust shall be the serpent's food. The serpent race. They shall not hurt nor destroy in all my holy mountain. They're going to be put down. Verse 25, you can reference Genesis 3, verse 14, and Isaiah 11, 6 through 9. So that's these evil ones that are harming us now will not be allowed to harm us. Because basically, if you read 2 Thessalonians, they will be destroyed. And that's, you know, they don't like to hear that. Oh, that's so radical. Yeah, well, take it up with Yahweh. I don't really care. And let's get into chapter 66 and finish this baby up. Wolf here. The wolf shall... lie down, and the lamb. All right, the wolf is a symbol of Benjamin, and the lamb is a symbol of the Messiah. The lion is a symbol of Yehuda. The ox, the symbol of Ephraim. And we are all now united. So, chapter 66, verse 1. Thus says Yahweh, the sky is my throne, and the land is the stool of my foot. Where is this house that you build unto me? And where is the place of my rest? Verse 2, for all those things my hand is made. And all those things have been, declares Yahweh, but to this will I look, to the poor and of a smitten spirit who trembles at my word. The lowly that love the word of Yahweh. Okay? That's who he's looking to. Verse 3, he that kills an ox as if he smote a man, he that slaughters a lamb as if he broke the neck of a dog, he that causes to ascend a grain offering as swine's blood, he that makes a memorial of incense as if he blessed an idol, yea, they have chosen their own ways, and in their detestable things, their being delights, the false worshipers. Verse 4, I will also choose their wanton dealings and will bring their fears upon them, because when I called, none answered. When I spoke, none heard, but did evil before my eyes, and what I delighted not in, they chose. They did just the opposite of what Yahweh wanted. They were not listening for him, and he's going to bring all of what they did back upon them, and they will be punished. People that sacrificed insincerely, and those that are teaching false doctrine today and calling it the doctrine of Yahweh, which is a lie. Verse 5. Hear the word of Yahweh, you that tremble at his words. Your kinsmen that hated you, that cast you out for the sake of my name, said, let Yahweh be glorified, that we may see you joy, but they shall be put to shame. Who casts us out? Our kinsmen in Judeo-Christianity that hate us, that cast us out because we preach the truth of Yahweh. That describes them right there. They're going to be put to shame. They're really going to rue the day that they came against us, because the truth is going to be revealed to them, and they're going to be in shame and hang their head. Because they persecuted their true brothers. They're not going to get away with it, folks. They think they are, but they're not. Verse 6. A voice of tumult from the city. A voice from the temple. A tumult is as a battle. A voice from the temple. A voice of Yahweh that renders recompense to his hated enemies. Ooh, that's scary. Verse 7. Before she travailed, she gave birth. Before her pain came, she was delivered of a man-child. That's verse 7. You can reference Revelation 12, verse 5. Verse 8. Who had heard such a thing? Who has seen such things? Shall the land be made to give birth in one day? Shall a nation be born a one time? For as soon as Zion travailed, she brought forth her children. Verse 9. Shall I bring to the birth and not cause to be born? Says Yahweh. Shall I cause to bring forth and then restrain, says Elohim? No. He will not. He does not do false things. Verse 10. Be glad with Yerushalayim. Okay. And rejoice with her, all you that love her. Rejoice with joy, all you that mourn for her, that you may suck and be satisfied from the breast of her consolations. 8575, that you may drain out and be delighted from the abundance of her glory. Now, what's Jerusalem? That's symbolic of Israel. And the new Jerusalem that's coming. We should be taking delight that we are of Israel. Verse 12. For thus says Yahweh, behold, I will extend peace to her like a river, and the glory of the nations like an overflowing wadi. Israel nations. Then shall you suck, and you shall be borne up upon her sides, and be fondled upon her knees like a child. Okay. Verse 13, as one that his mother comforts, so will I comfort you, and Yerushalayim shall be comforted. That's Israel. That's a metaphor for all of Israel. Verse 14. And when you see this, your heart shall rejoice, and your bones shall sprout like grass, and the hand of Yahweh shall be known toward his servants, and his indignation toward his hated enemies. Verse 15. For behold, Yahweh will come with fire and like a storm wind with his chariots to render his anger with fury and his rebuke with flames of fire. Verse 16. For by fire will Yahweh plead and with his, or judge, and with his sword with all flesh, and shall be many the slain of Yahweh, his enemies. Verse 17, those that sanctify themselves and purify themselves in the gardens after one in the midst, eating swine flesh and the detestable thing, and the mouse shall be consumed together, declares Yahweh. One in the midst is an idol, okay? The idol worshipers are going to be burned up. Verse 18, for I know their works and their thoughts. It shall come that I will gather all nations and tongues, and they shall come and see my glory. Verse 19, and I shall set a sign among them, and I will send those that escape from them to the nations, to Tarshish, Pul, and Lud, that draw the bow, to Tubal and Yawan, that's Greece, to the coastlands far off that have not heard of my fame, nor have seen my glory, and they shall declare my glory among all the nations. The Israelites are going to go out and declare his glory. And they shall bring all your kinsmen, it should read as a grain offering, to Yahweh from all the nations, upon horses and in chariots and in litters and upon mules and upon swift camels to my set apart mountain, Jerusalem, says Yahweh, as the children of Israel bring a grain offering in a clean vessel into the house of Yahweh, the new Jerusalem. Verse 21, and I will also take from them for priests and Leviim, says Yahweh. He'll restore a true priesthood. Verse 22, for as the new sky and the new land which I will make shall abide before me, declares Yahweh, so shall your seed line and your name abide. Speaking of true Israel. And verse 22, you can reference Psalms 102, verse 25 and 26, Isaiah 65, verse 17, 2 Peter 3, verse 13, and Revelations 21, verse 1. Verse 23, and it shall be from as often as one new moon to another, and from as often as from one Shabbat to another, shall all flesh, that means all kinds of people, come to prostrate before me, says Yahweh. Verse 24, and they shall go forth and look upon the dead bodies of the men that have transgressed against me, because their worm shall not die, neither shall their fire be quenched, and they shall be an object of abhorrence to all flesh. So that ends the book of Yeshayahu. Praise Yahweh. I will see you tomorrow when we begin in Jeremiah.
Onward, Christian soldiers, marching as to war, with the cross of Jesus